Sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-400-0179.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough, and I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary two-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Oh, yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy coffee mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The
air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well.
Is that a preview of your Chicago trip?
Man, I don't think so. No. Good afternoon and welcome to the June 5th, my anniversary date edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Life Care Center of Florissant. If you don't live in Florissant, you need to pay attention anyway when we talk about this, because I don't care where you live, if you can hear this station, this is the place. You want to either go or send someone you care about for transitional care, that care that they need between the hospital and going home. Life Care Center of Florissant. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
All righty, a couple of people I'd like for you to know. The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Did you say phone number?
Phone number.
I think you did.
That's a new...
See, I wasn't going to call him out.
It's a new...
Embarrassing.
Okay. But you decided, thing that you decided you guys embarrassing. Might not know about.
What is it again?
It's a new high-tech
I didn't know
phone
that.
Line.
What is it? Tell us again.
Phone line.
phone line.
What is a phone line?
It's higher quality phone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
See? You guys jump in before you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We're stupid. Huh. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, Dan.
Red Boy is trying to tell me a while ago, those two chicks that called earlier, especially that one that had her panties all in a knot. He said they're just probably backed up. Too much what?
Cheese.
Yeah, that could be. Too much cheese. He'll do that to you. 99.9% of the people listening knew exactly what I meant, but those two gals, for some reason, feel like to derail the conversation. And they did a great job, and I wish we'd have more of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lippert and the All-Boy Orchestra. Gone way too long since the last time somebody decided to flip out and go nuts on us. It was refreshing. We're brought to you by Life Care Center of Florissant. So here's what happens. You are ready to be discharged from the hospital or somebody that you care about, and these people come in and talk to you, social workers or whatever, and they let you know that here's the rehabilitation you're going to need. And it's really up to you to decide where to go to get that. Our recommendation would be Life Care Center of Florissant, and it'll be your own recommendation when you visit the place and see the place. It is a spectacular facility. Sitting in a real quiet part of Florissant, in a nice tree-lined, shady street, built in 2010, not a nursing home. Let me make that very clear. This is not a nursing home. It is a transitional care facility. So what happens to you that would cause you to have to go to a transitional care facility? Well, something put you in the hospital. Maybe you had a serious wound, or maybe you had pneumonia, maybe you had a heart attack, maybe you had a stroke, number of things, and you were in the hospital. Now, you're discharged from the hospital, but you're not ready to go home. Where do you go? Life Care Center of Florissant. There are other places that provide similar services, but when you compare those places to Life Care Center, this is exactly where you're going to want to go. Now, you will be there, or the person you care about will be there, for a week or two or three, four. Average day is 27 days. And when you get out, you will have been in the best hands that you can be in. And you will be ready to go home and really enjoy being at home. Life Care Center of Florissant. And by the way, if you have been in the hospital in the last 30 days, or somebody in your family has, or your parents, and they're struggling at home, maybe went home too soon, you can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services, and Medicare will still, in most cases, cover that stay. Life Care Center of Florissant, you can find out everything about them. I would advise a personal tour, but you can find out initial information by going to frankopinion.com and clicking on sponsors, and then just click on Life Care Center. It'll take you right to their site. If you haven't heard, and we saw it on the monitor here, it looks like, the way they're reporting it, that Paris Jackson attempted suicide last night, tried to slash her wrists. Pretty sad. She's a beautiful girl. I will restate what I said before. Most of you who don't fly off the handle and misinterpret things will know exactly what I'm saying. I hope somebody can talk to her and save her life if the reason she wants out of this world is because she finally realized and was afraid that maybe she might in her life and for the rest of her life inherit the freak weirdo traits of her daddy. Don't worry, Paris. It won't happen. You don't have those genetics.
How old is she?
15.
Is she only 15?
Yeah.
Wow, she looks older. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But genetically, don't worry, Paris. You're not going to become a freaked out weirdo, because he's not your, and to you gals that called, I hope this will satisfy you, he's not your biological dad, and everybody knew that's what I meant. So don't worry about it being, you know, hereditary. I think it would freak me out if that were my dad biologically, and I thought, oh man, am I going to, because he really turned weirder and weirder, not at her age, but as he got older. Well, he became freakier and freakier.
That, and then after his death, she was pretty much just thrust into the public eye.
Right. Because remember, he used to throw blankets over him or some kind of masks so nobody could see him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody sees him.
Yeah, so you got that on top of just being 15. Being a 15-year-old girl's tough enough.
Dysfunctional family that she... I mean, because from all...
Oh, the whole family.
How about that?
We've heard that.
How about his dad, that Jackson, Joe Jackson? What a weirdo.
And then she was with Catherine for a while, and that situation was weird. And then,
And here's the other thing. You know, it'll be interesting if she shares with the world why she wanted to take herself out. But if it's... if it's because of shame or embarrassment, again, that's not you. It's not you. It's not going to be you. You're not going to become that. And I don't know if you saw a couple of weeks ago, since they started this trial where they're suing this AEG for, what is it, $40 billion, something, the Jackson family. Did you see the list of and I read most of it, and the stuff they disclosed, remember when they went in his house, the molestation charges, they went and took all the stuff out of his house? When you read the list of stuff that they took out of there, it is just flat out weird. The magazines with young boys. And if you go back and remember when he was interviewed, he looked in that camera with that kid sitting right next to him and just flat out said straight, like he really meant it, there's just nothing wrong with a grown man sleeping with a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
What? So, Paris, if that's what you're freaked out about and ashamed of, don't be ashamed. That's not you. Genetically, that's not you. You won't become that person, the female version of that person. In conjunction with the Kirkwood's concert on the square festivities tomorrow, Egal Alon of Maverick Jewelers in Kirkwood is going to be supporting the Homeless Veterans Project. They may have been heroes. If you remember Jerry Tovo, the photographer, was in here. He's going around the country taking black and white portraits of these homeless veterans. And the project is called They May Have Been Heroes. Mr. Elon is a former Israeli officer, and he has close ties to the plight of the homeless veterans in the U.S. And a generous percentage of the proceeds of the day's sales tomorrow will go directly to that charity. So again, that's Maverick Jewelers in Kirkwood. And if you are a potential customer, donor, and not able to wait, rain checks will be available. So the proceeds will still go to the project event at a later date. So good work that Mr. Tovo is doing. Post-Dispatch on today, the online at least, they had that thing where they published what people are making. What's the point of that? Where they go, here's what people are making. Teachers make this. What is the point of that?
Yeah.
And I don't get that, because what it does is I think it makes a lot of people look and go, wait a minute, I'm a teacher. I don't make that much. I just think it, I don't know. I don't know that there's any reason to do that every year. Maybe this will be the last year for that. Michelle Obama, did you see the footage? She's speaking, and there's a heckler. Did you see this?
No,
I just, yeah,
and
I didn't
somebody's
see the
yelling at, and I got to tell you what she did.
I heard she confronted us.
Yes, it was absolutely the right way to do it, and it had to freak the Secret Service out, because she's trying to speak, and this person's yelling. So she just literally walks toward the person with the microphone and says, either I'm going to keep speaking, or you can have the mic and you can speak, and I'll leave. I thought that was great. And that pretty much was the end of it, and they escorted the person out of there. Hecklers are... What is it about people that do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like big attention getters or
something
like that.
Do you remember my story in DuCoin, when we went to DuCoin? The only time, because I'm not a stage performer, and I don't speak a lot, but in the old days, we'd do these road shows at KUSA. So we go to DuCoin. The biggest crowd we had ever was in DuCoin. 5,000 people we drew in DuCoin, Illinois. And I'm up telling jokes. And I will never forget this. This drunk moron with a Keishi shirt on. And now people are standing. It's a state fair. So they're not seating. They're just all standing. 5,000 of them. And there's a stage, and I'm looking out, and this guy works his way to the front of the crowd and starts yelling, KC, KUSA sucks, KC rules. And it's embarrassing. And then you sit there and you think, what do I do now? Because I'm trying to tell a joke. He keeps yelling. And I remember what I did. And I don't know how I thought to do it, but boy, was I proud of myself. I stopped in the middle of the joke, and I said, is there something that you want to say? I said that from the stage. He said, yeah, KC rules. Your station sucks. And I said, what is your name? It's Bob, I think was his name. And I said, Bob, turn around and look behind you. Because he was at the front of the crowd. And he turns around. And I said, you see all these people? They're all here because they love our station. Okay. I said, so I'm going to do you the biggest favor that anybody will probably ever do you in your life, do for you. I said, Bob, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the crowd. And I said, folks, would you please do this for me? Part into two groups and make an aisle down the middle. And the crowd literally went to the left or the right, leaving a walkway between. I said, now, Bob, I've got a second hand on my watch. I'm going to give you, and I'm going to ask everybody here to give you 30 seconds to get out of here. And then if you don't, I'm going to ask them, and I think they'll be willing to comply, to beat the hell out of you. And I said, and they'll do it because you've just insulted everybody here. And the crowd went crazy, and I went, one, two, and this schmuck took off running. And as he's running through, people are kind of slapping at him and smacking him on the butt and cheering him on to get out of there. And in less than 30 seconds, he was gone, and the place erupted and went crazy. I mean, it turned out to be, he made my show.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't mean to, but he made the show.
And it's amazing when someone does that. When they're by themselves. But you know when people do it, like at the Funny Bone or something like that.
In a group.
Yeah, they think they're being funny.
Yeah, they're with their buddies.
Yeah, we're funny. You watch this.
Well, that's how drunk this dumb moron was. He was dumb enough to do it by himself in the presence of people he was insulting.
I think he was funny.
Oh, my goodness. The $590 million lottery, as you know, was won by an 84-year-old woman. As I said earlier, there's almost something just not right about that. I mean, I'm kidding. She has every right to it. But when I heard the other part where she was in that store and a person let her in front of them because she's elderly, oh, ma'am, you go ahead. And she then gets the quick pick that would have been the other person's. Now, you know that person is out there. And when that person saw that she's the winner, thought, wait a second, that's the woman I let in front of me. Oh, my goodness. Hey, now I will say
that old lady had any
I will say,
honor.
No, I agree.
She
I agree.
Give her, she find
should,
that person.
She should find that person and give them $10, $20 million. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million. What the heck? She really should. But she's not obligated to. And if she doesn't, that doesn't make her a bad person. It would make you hate her if you're the other person. What else? CMAs tonight, Country Music Awards. If you're a country music fan, that's something you'll probably want to check into. USA Today. Now, I've noticed for two different issues, today and a couple days ago, they've run a full-page ad for Steel, STIHL. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's
chainsaws?
Yes, chainsaws, leaf blowers, weed eaters, that kind of stuff. And the only reason I noticed that ad is I own a Steel leaf blower, one that you strap on your back, like the big boys use, the landscaping people that blow the Walmart parking lot off. It is a I've had that thing for, I'll bet, 20 years. And it's still going. It's a two cycle engine, and usually two cycles are a pain in the butt. Man, that thing fires up and runs. So for what it's worth, Steel, if all the products they make are like that leaf blower, then they make some pretty good stuff. I got my mail yesterday, and I brought a piece in with me to share with you. Here's what it says. I open it up, and it's from an insurance salesman. He has an American Family Insurance office. Now, this is not in any way a negative statement toward American Family. What it is hopefully helping this guy realize how stupid he looks. It says, welcome to the neighborhood. It's welcoming me as a new person. I've been in my house for 26 years.
I'll be darned.
And I'm not even in the neighborhood. I'm in the woods. And here's what it says. Welcome to the neighborhood. As you settle in to this new area, it's a good idea to review your insurance coverage and costs. That's why I'm inviting you to stop by my office and see how much you can save. And I don't want to embarrass him. I'm not going to mention his name, but I called them this morning because this is how I am.
Right.
I'm bad. And the lady answered, and I said, let me just give you some advice. I would never get insurance from your office, because anybody that sends a person who's lived in a house for 26 years a letter that says, welcome to the neighborhood, I wonder what else you're going to screw up.
Do the research.
Yeah, I said, fire your direct mail people or somebody, and please pay more attention to where you're sending this stuff. And she didn't know what to say. I said, I've been here 26 years. It says, welcome to the neighborhood. All I'm telling you is, I'm not going to do business with you because I don't know what else you mess up. So that, I'm one of those people. Amazon is thinking about going in the grocery business. That's right, Amazon.com. You go on Amazon and you order your groceries. Somehow, I don't see this working.
They seem to know how to do that.
Think of things that need to be really cold, like frozen stuff or milk.
But they have distribution warehouses everywhere.
I think a lot of people don't realize this, but some of the bigger supermarkets here
But is that a big part of their business?
No.
And when they do it, is it done so that when you get it, the cold stuff is cold?
I don't know.
I've never done it. And how could that be profitable unless you really pay a premium for your groceries? But I guess if you're older and you have the money, what the heck, if it'll work. So one more thing the grocery stores don't need in the way of competition is Amazon delivering groceries. I think this is fantastic. We got a bunch of people in a town over in Spain, and they got sick and tired of certain pet owners not picking up their pets' poop. So they watched the people that walked their dogs and didn't pick up the poop, and they all volunteered, went out, picked the poop up for them, and mailed it to them.
Mailed it.
This is fantastic. 147 poop deliveries were made in 1 week, and they've seen a 70% drop in dog doo-doo on the street.
Beautiful work. Beautiful.
That's a great idea. And then this big blockbuster story, Navy SEAL. By the way, Chris Beck not only was a Navy SEAL, he was a member of SEAL Team 6 and retired just before they did that Osama bin Laden thing.
Wow.
Chris Beck is now a woman, Christine Beck. She's 46 years old now, and she works as a military consultant. She's not in the military because the military, Department of Defense regulations, will not allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. And she's written the book, Warrior Princess. She's a retired Navy SEAL. She was Chris, C-H-R-S. Now she's Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Beck. Served 7 combat deployments and earned a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. Retired from SEAL Team 6 in 2011, just months before the Osama bin Laden raid. She says, I'm taking off all my disguises, letting the world know my true identity as a woman. Her SEAL buddies, now think of the guys you served with, thought it was a joke.
Oh.
And then they realized, oh my goodness, it's him. I mean, it's her who was him. She had hormone treatments, started 3 months ago, laser treatments to remove facial hair. And in her book, she talks about, get this, one of the things she had to do as a SEAL, they disguised her as an Afghan man with a beard and the whole disguise to blend in so she could infiltrate with Afghan men. So she says, basically what happened was, I was a woman disguised as a man, but I was really a man disguised as a woman disguised as a man. Wow. Man, that's, and she has kids. She has 2 sons, married twice. How would that be if your dad became a woman? That, there's a lot of stuff that would be confusing here
Don't celebrate Father's Day anymore.
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Would you? It's still your father.
Yeah, it's still
biologically,
your father.
It's your father.
Yeah.
I have a delivery here for you for Father's Day. Are you Miss Christine Beck? Yeah. Here, happy Father's Day.
Here's your steel chainsaw.
Yeah, it's weird. But hey, it's what it is. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Waiting for that chick that called earlier to call and be mad because I said I hated transgenders. I didn't say that. I'm just telling a story. American Equity Mortgage sponsors our joke today. 314-878-9999. 314. Emphasis on the 878 so you don't confuse it with another mortgage company, because other mortgage companies really do want to be American Equity. American Equity came along about 21 years ago and started preaching a sermon and giving out a message that made a lot of sense. And then other people thought, hey, we need to do that. We need to tell people that. We need to offer those services. Very seldom do the people who come along later match up to the people who were there originally and who started anything. And American Equity Mortgage, a lot of people think, does what they do better than anybody else. And what they do is simply two things. They'll get you a mortgage, get you in a house, and work their butts off to get you the best rate they can, no matter who you are. And if you have a house, they'll work real hard to get you a loan to help you pay off some bad debt with some good debt, debt that's based on you being a homeowner. They'll tell you how all that works when you call, and I hope you will. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. The one story I didn't get to, and I have to do it real quickly because it's the reason for the joke. And man, I cannot imagine this. Dear Abby, today's Abby, I'm a single mom, have two amazing boys, 16 and 12. While my older son has been private about coming into puberty, my younger son is very open about it, and we've had a lot of conversations. Last night, I walked in on my 12-year-old as he was pleasuring himself.
Oopsie.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I was shocked and started to laugh. I was so embarrassed. So now she's laughing at her kid while his wiener's in his hand. And she said, I tried to explain to him that the reason I was laughing was that I was embarrassed. And then it just didn't go well because she says, I'm embarrassed. I laughed at him, blah, blah. Can you imagine, though, your mom? So that's the reason for the joke today. And here's the joke. A guy, a farmer, is out near the barn. And from inside the barn, he hears what sounds like the voice of his 12-year-old son. But he's not speaking. He's kind of moaning. Mm. And he kind of hears some rustling. And as he gets closer, he realizes what his son's doing in the barn. He bursts into the barn and with a steely stare proceeds to preach to his son. He says, son, I know what you're doing is pleasurable. I know it seems like a natural thing to do. I know it's tempting to do a lot. But take it from me, your old man, son. What you're doing is very, very dangerous. It can cost you your eyesight. You'll have barely any vision at all if you don't go completely blind. Because that's what, and the kid says, Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, we've got a little bit of rain falling in the area. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on some traffic problems, Tim.
Yeah, that and the floods. Boy, everything is really causing traffic jams everywhere. Now, we just flew over the St. Charles County area again in West Alton, and you have stop-and-go traffic. It's still bumper-to-bumper from about Lindbergh all the way over the Lewis Bridge to Highway 94. They're zigzagging traffic, allowing some southbound traffic to go through, then stopping it, letting northbound go through. So northbound 67, you got a several-mile jam. Now, people trying to get over the Chain of Brocks Bridge, you're running slow just a little bit east of Lilac, all the way over the Chain of Brocks Bridge. But once you get over the bridge, everything looks good through the Canal Bridge, Route 3, 203. You've got a good run there. Southbound 170, that was stop and go from Page down through Highway 64. Baseball traffic coming in. You're slowing from Timberlake Manor, 141 up through Mason. It's heavy again, McKnight through Big Bend. Westbound 64 slows Kings Highway, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy from Lindbergh out through Mason and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Stop and go. Southbound 270. Same thing. Stop and go midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're slow between Meraz and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ryan's and Hometown Buffet. Turn Thursday night into family night at Ryan's and Hometown Buffet. Every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m., kids dine in for just 99 cents with the purchase of an adult meal. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I've seen trees uprooted and actually tossed across the street.
Friday night, May 31st.
There are some down power lines near the St. Louis airport, so they are rerouting traffic.
The St. Louis metropolitan area endured another round of severe storms and tornadoes.
I'm actually headed over towards Hollywood Casino because that's where we're hearing some of the largest damages.
And the Big 550 was everywhere.
And out at Lambert Airport, the flight activity continues to be on hold. They're looking to clear debris from the runway.
Everywhere.
The top of this roof, it looks like it had just been sheared off.
Everywhere.
We have trees down, power lines down in central Bond County and all over Madison County.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
Reporting in St. Louis City, I'm Vicki Pimentel.
Reporting from Bond County, Susan Smith-Harmon.
Reporting live from Weldon Springs, I'm Colin Jeffrey.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If your roof took a beating by the big spring storm, you need to call Frederick Roofing right now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial, for high-performance roofing repair or a brand-new roof. When Frederick Roofing is on the job, you know it'll be done right and affordably, and Frederick Roofing will work with your insurance company. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews. For the very best in roofing and roof repairs, call Frederick Roofing now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. A proven track record of 80 years of roofing. 314-645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Bowen Dental Care. Are you tired of your false teeth? Well, so is Al Sana.
Lower dentures. Anybody's ever warm, it is really a nightmare.
Al did something many St. Louisans are doing, calling Dr. Bowen for a free consultation on dental implants. Dr. Bowen knows that each person's mouth is different and that each solution is unique. Whether it's one tooth or something more, Dr. Bowen's practice is known for the individual care each patient receives. Just ask Al.
Implants with the teeth that I have mounted on these implants are as close to original teeth that you can imagine.
Al, can you eat anything you want?
There's nothing I can't chew. There's no problems whatsoever with these teeth. I brush them like normal teeth. I treat them like normal teeth, and I'm a happy camper.
Call Dr. Bowen now, and he'll give you a free CT scan, normally a cost of over $1,000. Al, would you do it again?
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Are you ready for dental implants? Call Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey there, friends. Tom Calhoun for my friend, the Bellow Man. Did you know that the air that you breathe in your home could actually make you sick? According to the EPA, they say in some homes, air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. That's really saying something. But all isn't lost. Your friends in the Metro East, the Bellow Man, actually has a trained carrier healthy air expert on staff that comes out to your home and performs a free, no-cost evaluation of your home's air duct and filtering system. The Bellow Man can make some recommendations to you that will help you breathe easier this spring and summer. The cost to come out? Nothing. Absolutely free. But the recommendations could be priceless to you and your family. So pick up the phone and call my friend, the Bellow Man, at 618-BELOM. M-A-N, or go online at bellowman.com for more information.
Heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A-N.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just 2 blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, BarronMirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank. Banking on your future. Member FDIC.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Jim Huer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinions during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
Jumping right in because once again we're pushing it. A lot to get done so I can get out of town and head for Chicago. Mike Evans is on board. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Going to remodel that kitchen and bathroom. Do it right. Do it right. Get your money's worth. ThompsonPrice.com, a good place to start. Here's Mike Evans.
What are you doing in Chicago for, honey?
Well, I have to go for some personal business, and my anniversary is today. So we're just going to make the anniversary a weekend in Chicago. So I'm leaving tomorrow.
That's nice.
And, well, we'll see. I hope it will be.
Should be nice. Righty then, pop quiz question with all of the publicity of behind the candelabra. What does a Liberace autograph sell for today?
Ooh, good one.
$100, $500, $1,000. Answer in just a minute. Hey, we gotta get down and talk about this. Paris Jackson has a horrible temper. She's interested in the cult. And in the past, she said, I wish I was dead. But she's a teenager. You never thought that it would actually go to a suicide attempt. But of course it has. Paris took a meat cleaver to her arm, had 12 stitches, also took enough pills to do her in. But her stomach was pumped at the hospital. She's on a 5150 psychological hold. She will be all right. But what a sad, sad story.
And why?
Nobody knows.
Wow.
Nobody knows. I have 4 great Justin Bieber nuggets. Number 1, despite his homeboy, Tyler the Creative, whoever the hell that is, insisting that he, not Justin Bieber, was driving 100 miles an hour in the 20-mile-an-hour residential zone, police say the Tyler, the Creative's line. They have several witnesses that have signed affidavits that say Justin Bieber was driving. They saw it, and police will seek a complaint against Bieber.
This is beautiful. Some numbskull is willing to be his criminal double.
Yeah. Amazing. Number two, Miami police have opened up an investigation that Bieber and his underage homies have been paying big bribes for and using phony ID to illegally get into nightclubs and drink while they're in Miami.
I think it's a lie.
Number three, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Justin's people are quietly looking into getting Justin a new place to live and get him out of Calabasas where he's hated. They're looking in Malibu, Venice, and Manhattan Beach, and in Silver Lake.
So he can be hated there.
Yeah. Exactly. Number four, everywhere Bieber goes, day or night, inside or outside, he wears sunglasses, including to the Miami Heat game on Monday. At 10 o'clock at night, he looked like a clown when they put him on the Jumbotron. People booed. A friend says it's because Bieber smokes pot every waking moment, and his eyes are so bloodshot that he has to wear shades. I like Larry David's explanation. He says, quote, "The only people who wear sunglasses at night and indoors are either blind or a-holes."
Wow.
He nailed it. He nailed it.
Odds and ends, Will Smith so depressed that his movie After Earth bombed that he's canceled all meetings, sort of gone into seclusion. Time heals all. Nike has lifted the suspension, gave Tiger Woods a bonus check, and Tiger Woods will be doing new commercials for Nike beginning next week. David Beckham, J-Lo, Mark Anthony, Jay-Z are buying a pro soccer team for the city of Miami.
I was hoping they'd do that.
Still own it.
Yeah.
Fact, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Is as rowdy as any former child star. She just hides it better. Tomorrow, my movie review is Brad Pitt's World War Z.
Okay.
Thought you should know.
Okay.
And finally.
Wow, he did it without a stumble, without a hitch.
There you go. With all the publicity of Behind the Candelabra, what is a Liberace autograph sell for? 100 buh, 500 buh, 1,000 buh.
Dan?
Oh, I'll go 1,000 buh.
500.
I'm going to go 100.
$100.
Yeah.
I give a tip.
And the only reason I say that, I seem to have seen over the years a lot of stuff signed.
Yeah, it all depends on how much they signed.
Yeah, and who was it that didn't sign a lot? Elvis did not sign a lot of stuff. And there was somebody else real famous, famous like Cary Grant or somebody, who they said hardly ever signed anything. Hey, a Bob Gibson autograph ought to be worth a lot because he doesn't do them.
Oh, I know.
He's worth a fortune.
He hates signing
autographs. Yeah, he refuses to do it still to this day. I just got a text from my son, my second son, not the older son, but say, and it was really nice of him. He said, just wanted you to know, we just bought a new rocker recliner from Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Hey.
How about my boy keeping daddy in on the air? Thank you, Pee-wee. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you more about why they got that rocker recliner in a few weeks. Hint, hint. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Here's the deal. When you think of a furniture store, what do you think? What do you think of, Peon? First rooms that you think of for furniture, what do you think of?
Dining room?
I see, that's interesting. What do you think of, Dan?
Living room.
Living room.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think of bedroom. Now, you have a dining room, Peon?
No, not really, no.
See, I'm going to psychoanalyze you. You want a dining room. You dream of having a dining room. That's why you think of dining room, because you don't have one. That's sad. It's actually sad. Yeah. You don't have a dining room, so when you think of furniture store, that's what you think of, because deep down, that's what you really want.
Wow.
That is so sad. I say one day you'll have a dining room. Hopefully you'll get it at Ashley Furniture Home Stores. If you think bedroom, then don't think any further than Ashley Furniture Home Stores. The bedroom, the whole package, bedspreads, the whole deal. Mattresses, how about this? One of the largest Simmons mattress dealers in this part of the country did $6 million last year in mattresses. And when they do a bedroom, they deliver new bed sheets, pillow, bedspreads, the whole thing. And the bed sheets, pillows, and bedspreads they deliver to these kids who've never had a decent bed. It's the charity they started called A Hope to Dream. when they do your bedroom and put it together, it's going to include the bedspread. It's a whole deal. It's a great bedroom package. But yes, dining room, living room, lights. How about a 1,000 lamps in 2 weeks? That's an average for Ashley Furniture Home Store. Six locations in the St. Louis area: Illinois, Edwardsville, and Shiloh; Missouri, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. They don't play games with goofy sales that aren't really sales. They just go ahead and put the price where it ought to be. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Had some heavy traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to let you know where it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Dan, a little bit of rain that hit the area has made it hell on the highways. You're hosed almost on all the highways right now. Northbound 67, you still have that jam up from Lindbergh through 94 as they do work on the levee. Eastbound 270 stacks up from 370 to about Lindbergh, and then it opens up, and then you're slow again from Lilac over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On westbound 70, St. Charles Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge, nothing but brake lights. Southbound 270, a solid jam from approaching Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, slow between Science Center and McCausland, Lindbergh through Mason, and then from Timberlake Manor to the Boone Bridge. Baseball traffic coming in. Eastbound 64 stacks up from Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're heavy from, looks like, Lindbergh through Big Bend, and then you're slow again from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. It remains that way from the Poplar Street Bridge on over through the merge at 64. And southbound 141, it is stop and go from Big Bend down through 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ryan's and Hometown Buffet. Turn Thursday night into family night at Ryan's and Hometown Buffet. Every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m., kids dine in for just 99 cents with the purchase of an adult meal. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Salute American is a premium vodka that invests in the future of U.S. veterans by donating $1 of every bottle sold to veterans charities. Now, we want to know who you salute and why. Weekly winners receive a Salute American goodie pack, and one grand prize winner will walk away with four tickets to see Blake Shelton with VIP ground transportation to and from the concert, courtesy of Salute American Vodka. Visit Facebook.com/Salute American Vodka and tell us who you salute and why for a chance to win from Salute American Vodka.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
This could be goodbye. You could never hear from me again. The death certificate will say death from sexual anniversary exhaustion.
No.
We'll know Monday. I'm sure I'll have stories for you. Be nice to Paul Harris for the next couple of days, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock. From 8-